In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back, everybody, to a very special... bonus Danny Dyer Do It Right episode.
You did it amazingly. I'm very proud of you.
There we go. We're gonna unpack. It's not true crime, but it's a crime show that everyone was talking about on our new favorite network, HBO Max.
HBO Max, they really are delivering for us.
They are delivering.
I also don't really know the difference between HBO and HBO Max. But
I don't get it at all. Like, one day they just decided to get rid of HBO Go, and then they're like, here's HBO Max. It's the exact same thing, and you just have to log in again.
Well, and also, here's my
passwords one by one letter at a time.
That, and here's my fucking thing, too. Where are all my Roku bitches at who are struggling right now because HBO took the app off of Roku because Roku doesn't go with HBO Max?
What?
I don't know. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Please DM me if I'm doing this wrong, but I think I'm not. They're not partnered with it for some reason, and I don't know why.
Wait, so how are you watching it?
On my laptop.
Oh.
So not the
like
worst.
A peasant.
I know. I'm like, guys, I have to connect my laptop to an HDMI cord.
At least you have an HDMI cord. There's no way I would find one in my apartment.
Oh, it's all my roommates. I don't know what technology is. I had to buy a new laptop charger. It's 2 inches long. Like, it really, like, I can't move my laptop. It's like I'm falling apart at the seams.
You are falling apart, or we could say undoing.
Oh, boom. Birdie bong.
Love. Yeah, guys, we're gonna talk about The Undoing today. I don't know. I feel like it's crime. It's crime focused, even if it didn't happen.
It's Nicole Kidman.
Like, it probably happened.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Nicole Kidman no matter what she does. You're lucky that this show has crime energy on it.
I know. Now this is going to become like Big Little Lies fan podcast. Sorry. Oh,
or Moulin Rouge. I'll talk about Moulin Rouge for now.
Oh, right? Yeah. True. I saw this tweet that was like, she always picks the worst husbands in TV shows and also in real life because Tom Cruise.
Ooh. That's true, but she loves Keith Urban.
That's true. I do support them.
Before we get into the content of the show, what are your thoughts on her singing the theme song?
She sang the theme song? What even was the theme song? I think I skipped the intro.
Oh, I never skip an intro. That's
I don't usually, but with this one, I was just like, I don't give a fuck.
She sang Dream a Little Dream of Me, which is like... I love that song, but it, and like, she has a nice voice, but it's just so funny that it's like, Nick, like, Nikki, what are we doing here? Like, do you just need, she just wanted the extra little check to be like the singing girl, or maybe like another Emmy nom for that. But it was really funny that they used her.
Wait, okay, fine. Now I have to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Cause I just feel like HBO gets so like, they get way too artsy with the intros and Big Little Lies, like, like 5 minutes later, I'm like, can we start the fucking show?
Oh, that is the thing. Their intros are longer than my laptop cord. Yeah, they go on for a while. It's kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. So I skipped it. I mean, I can do a little Office theme song, Parks and Rec every single time. That's fine. It's 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But not their like short films of an intro sequence.
They're very short films. And also it's like, the photos for the intro for The Undoing were very intense too. I'm like, why is this like this little girl like playing in a pond? Because I was like, oh, we're gonna get to know like Nicole Kidman as a child. Nope, just a little redheaded girl running around. Like, it was so bizarre.
I don't know. I feel like I want to start with petty observations, and my one, this bothered me the whole time, was that I feel like they took such concerted effort to make her hair look curly and frizzy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Because also, I'm like, no rich waspy person would be walking around with like their natural curly frizzy hair.
She'd be at Dry Bar. Like,
she would be a member at Dry Bar.
She'd be having champagne before her psych appointments. I know. The hair really had a mind of its own. It couldn't be tamed, as Miley Cyrus would say.
Yes, couldn't be tamed. Got some Chudney from Legally Blonde vibes.
Yeah. That's what's so funny, too. I feel like the HBO, this miniseries, threw a lot of choices at Nicole that I don't think were in her control. And she just kind of was like, okay, like first.
Such
like,
as what?
First, why was her, like her accent was like 50-50, where like she had her, like they made her do an American accent, but then like her like Australian voice came out, which is kind of like, no one else, everyone else has like different acts. Like no one was like speaking like, hey, $1.55. Like no one was being like New York or New Yorker. So why are we making her do this?
I do feel like honestly, and I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but I felt like a lot of her acting and facial expressions were like very questionable. Like she was just like staring. Half of it was like her reaction to things where like she would stare with bug eyes and then just take a sharp breath in with her nose. Like, and I'm like, okay, how do I decipher from this? Like, are you surprised? Are you angry? Like, I don't know what emotion this is supposed to be.
No, that's so true. It's like, Nicole, what are you feeling? Like, girl, you gotta be kidding me, mate. Like, what's going on in the head? Like, what is happening? The only thing she did well was walking. She walked really well.
She walked really well, even though that green coat was kind of weird.
That was the other choice. They threw so many coats at her. I was just like, every day was another time she was at like Saks or like she was at Nordstrom Rack just getting a new jacket. She's like, What's my character's direction? They're like, yeah, doesn't matter. Just put on a purple jacket this episode.
Yeah, she had like this long green coat. She had a long purple coat. I'm like, what is she, a magician? Like, just put her in a black peacoat like every other bitch in New York City.
Well, that's what I was laughing too, because like their character development, I feel on her, did lack. I feel like they kind of gave her the short end of that, because I was like, okay, she would wear all these like green vibrant jackets to be a psychologist, where people are usually like a little subdued. And then also she had this like rich father we didn't totally get into.
Oh, I loved Donald Sutherland though.
Loved him. And then also she would do random walks and faint, but we don't know why.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That time that she fainted in the park. What was that about?
I was like, is this because of stress? But because that's a thing. And that's
if so, like, I'm an inch away from passing out.
Oh honey. Oh, I'm like, let me count the ways. But that's what was so interesting too, because even with the theme where I was kind of going into it, I was like, okay, does something have to happen here with like her being a child? And like, because that's where my head was spinning. And I feel like so many people's head spun with this series of ideas and possibilities and like, ooh, boo, 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 where I was like, okay, she was a kid and something happened then. I was like, okay, we never got to her being a kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay, I'm going to come in hot and just say like, I don't like regret watching it, but I also don't feel better that I did, except for the fact that I'm glad I can participate in like the cultural hype.
That is true.
But I don't feel that it added anything to my life.
You know what I think happened for you? Because you binged it, right? Yeah. I think it was better to watch a show like this over a few, or like a week at a time, because it made you like, you wanted another episode, not because it was, you're like, oh, not that it was like amazing TV, but like, oh, I just want to know what happened. So you're like, okay, let me go to the next one. And the pacing of it, because it was kind of a slow paced show, it didn't like episode after episode, because you had a week long break in between.
Yeah, that's what somebody else told me. And I'm inclined to agree, because I binged it and I was like, okay, number one, like, why do I care about the woman who was murdered? Like, she just seemed like a weirdo. Like, I don't know. And then the whole whodunit aspect didn't track, because they never made really a compelling case for anyone else who could have done it.
Yeah, I think that was what, because I feel like you would just think on it over the few days and you're like, oh, it has to be so complicated because they have all these twists and turns and Nicole being like, suspicious, only right, to come up with like not a lot going on.
Yeah, I think the only suspense for me was like, is she going to get implicated in this too? Mm-hmm. And he probably did it, but like, is he going to get away with it? But like, just, I don't know, just watching like Travis Scott and like Carol Radziwill just like have these arguments, and Carol's like insane conspiracy theory of like who did it. I'm like, they didn't give any evidence as to anyone else except for Henry.
Yeah. Oh, that Henry kid.
Like, that was it. There was no other suspect.
I know. And I think that was what kind of fed into it, that it was so zeitgeisty and everyone was talking about it.
Yep.
It was more so a show that you watched to talk about versus you watched it to be like, oh, I wonder what's going on here. Like, it's not, didn't really transport you to another world. And then all the theories, it kind of, I feel like everyone just kind of had like a duh moment at the end where you're like, all of our theories were so off. No one thought it was going to be, spoiler alert, Hugh Grant at the end.
Yeah, the whole fucking time. I mean, the only person who could have plausibly done it did it.
I know. Well, moment of silence. That's why I feel so bad for Sylvia, because we all were like judging her so hard. The friend.
The friend? The lawyer friend?
And now I'm like, oh, that bitch was just truly ride or die.
She was the realest bitch. She was the only smart person. I will say I enjoyed the experience of like screaming at my TV, because yes, Nicole Kidman's character was so fucking stupid. I'm like, for rich people, what is with you guys not getting an attorney?
That's what I didn't get. And also that her friend was, I was so confused too. I'm like, your friend is a lawyer. She would go with you for this. Like, she already knows the drama that's going on. Like, have her sit with you.
Yeah, but she's not a criminal attorney.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm so pissed off too, because I'm like, the detective was like, I'm like, why did the detectives, they were so hot and heavy on her for the first three episodes, and then just like, whoosh.
Yeah. Then they're like, no, we never thought you did it. And it's like, yeah, you totally did.
You did. But, you know, it was so cute that main detective, he like posted a photo with the other detective, like, so much fun working with you. Like, the other detective had no lines, but I'm like, oh,
none.
They like that they were just like buddies.
I will say too, like, the amount of time she willingly went to go talk to the police by herself, I was like, you fucking idiot, like at my TV literally screaming.
That it was a rage watch for sure, because that's what I was just like, I'm like, what are you, you're just getting yourself in more and more trouble with this. And then
I guess there is something relatable about rich people thinking they can outsmart the cops and like talk their way out of it. And I feel like that's what Grace thought. She thought she could like help her way out of it. It's like, bitch, no, you're not helping yourself.
Then it also made me laugh too, watching her interact with people too. I was like, are you a good psychologist?
Oh my God. I texted someone this, and in the first 10 minutes, I was like, hold on, Grace is a terrible psychologist. Like, she just starts taking shots at all her patients. Like, okay, I'm sure my therapist thinks all these things, but she doesn't say that to my face.
No, right? Your therapist has a group chat about that. Like, that's a different...
I'm sure. Or patient, like an Instagram burner account.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I don't want to imagine.
She just really kind of blacked, I feel like. It was really funny just watching her make so many missteps. And then also it was so crazy too that her dad just like, people were so suspicious about him. And I kind of was too. But then he was just insane as well.
I loved the dad. The one moment when I was really pissed at the dad was when he told Grace that he cheated on her mother like a million times. I'm like, you just gave this woman 40 years of trauma. Like, why did you do that? And trust issues.
Trauma drops were around. People would just drop bombs. And it was, you know, it was cool. It was, I mean, this is probably like, this has been in other shows before, but it was interesting too, watching Henry like watch the case like going on, like on the news and everything like that. Cause I mean, like, no duh, you would be doing that. So like, that was a cool element that the show did.
Yeah, for sure. I also, okay, there was this one plot hole that I didn't notice, but my friend Sophie noticed. So shout out to Sophie.
Sophie.
The fact that the whole first two episodes are basically about finding Jonathan, and like Grace knew that they had a beach house the whole time and never thought like, oh, let me call the house or check the house or alert the police to the fact that there is a beach house.
Huh. You're right.
Like, what?
Well, that was also so weird too, that it was like, she just called she called the phone calls to all the hotel rooms or hotels was 20 minutes long. I was like, I don't know if
I'm like, you're calling every hotel in Cleveland or wherever, but you haven't thought to check your own family like property.
Yeah. And that was crazy. And then also I'm like, there were so many helicopters involved in the show that I was like, what's going on here? That's what I do think their budget. They spent more money on helicopters than like script revision, which is fair, because I mean, the helicopters were fun, but still a treat.
Oh yeah, I know. Why was she like operating a helicopter at the end? Like, I don't think that's up to code.
That's when the show, like, not lost me, but just made me, like, truly LOL for the rest of it until, like, the driving pursuit with Henry. Cause then I was, like, clutching all my pearls. I was, like, so worried. I was like,
yeah. But
the helicopter did make me laugh out of reality.
Yeah. I will say the one moment that I actually really liked was, like, when Grace was put on the stand and you realized that, oh, she didn't get played. Like, she was playing them.
She did the playing. They did the truly, it was like First Wives Club with the lawyer, the two lawyers, and Grace being like, Grace meeting up with her friend Sylvia being like, this is what we're going to do. Well, I'm sure yeah. Sylvia told her what to do.
Yeah, no way Grace came up with that plan on her own. Oh my God, there was one line that made me so mad where, like, I mean, it's been hours, let's say, of like her husband being an accused murderer. Her still being like, well, maybe I'd go back to him. Like, I don't know. And the dad goes, you cannot go back to him. And she's like, Dad, how weak do you think I am? And we're like, bitch, we think you're really weak. Like, you have done nothing to indicate that you would not immediately go running back to your husband. Like, this entire time.
Like, honey, not to really, not to discredit you, but that's kind of your MO that we feel like is going on. I also want to shout out to, I loved, his lawyer was so good too. I'm like blanking on her name.
Yes. But she was just like, these people don't pay me enough.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I loved. Well, cause that's what I think. I think Grace was going to go try to go along with it as much as possible until the hammer was in Henry's room and that the fucking Hugh Grant tried to blame him, Henry. And that's when Grace was like, no, I'm saving my kid. So she did that. And then the amazing line when the lawyer said to Hugh Grant, because you didn't get rid of the fucking hammer. Like, woof.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that was about. But they did.
Oh, that was about because Hugh Grant probably told her then that he did kill her and she was just working to save her.
Okay.
And then she probably told him, the lawyer was like, you get rid of that hammer, it's gone, right? And he was like, yeah, but he hid it in Henry's room. He hid it in the lake house and didn't like really get rid of it. So then she was like, your wife would have stayed on your side. Grace would have stayed on your side if you didn't try to fuck, if you didn't like put evidence where your kid is, because then Grace was obviously going to cover for that.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Eesh. Hugh Grant's character was, oh, yikes.
Yikes on
terrible. Ace.
And I thought he was a piece of shit in Bridget Jones' Diary. too.
He's also kind of skeevy in Love Actually, let's be real.
Yeah, that's true. Didn't he? I mean, he did have a nanny affair. So like there's all those energies.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, who hasn't?
But I mean, oh, honey, right? Like at this point.
Yeah, overall, I don't know. I'm glad I can participate in the discourse, but ultimately it felt like a letdown. But perhaps I just played myself. I think if you guys are going to watch The Undoing, well, now you can't because we spoiled it all. Yeah, but theoretically, the way to go is like you really have to budget it for yourself and do it a week at a time.
Yeah. Have it be like, yeah, make it a little or every other day. Have a little like, you know, cup of cocoa and a couple of Nicole Kidman and have a.
Thank you. Because I was like, what? I was like, what kind of liquor is that?
Anika, what liquor am I on when I'm calling Nicole Kidman Nico? Let me tell you, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was fun. I'm kind of glad I watched it, but like, I was like, okay, if you really take it on its face, it's kind of a nothing burger show.
Yeah. Oh, but this is what I gotta say. I do feel like they'll try to make a second season of it.
About what?
Well, like maybe Hugh Grant will be able to somehow get out of prison early, or like
no way.
COVID.
I don't know. He led like an OJ Simpson-esque chase.
That is true. Oh, but
it could be like about her. I mean, obviously.
The ripple effects of this, and maybe like Henry goes bad. I hope not, but like,
yeah,
something
I don't
like
know.
That.
I could see that. I will say that Miguel was so cute. That little kid was just like the little like aw face emoji with the big eyes. Every time he came on the screen, I was like, he's so cute. Oh, and then he didn't deserve this.
I know he had such a struggle life, and he was saying, I was just like, oh my God, I just want you to be happy.
I know he's adorable.
He was really cute.
Love that kid.
I know, and also I was like, shout out to like Nicole Kidman too for being so confident in an Equinox locker room, because like in the first
episode,
oh my
god, yeah, the wife,
yeah,
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I was like, what's going on? And it's so weird that she painted her. But I mean, I guess that's just like proved into like.
That was a thing. They also didn't ever explain that.
Yeah, I guess. I think it was just that the woman who was murdered was like becoming so obsessed with Grace because Hugh Grant, like she was like getting jealous of like Hugh Grant and her relationship and just kind of being like, well, I'm painting her. I want to get to know her and stuff like that, which is. I guess what happens when you're the other woman, maybe? Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm like, DM me if you are the other woman and you started and you painted the husband, you're the person you're sleeping with partner. I will judge. I want to know.
I'm going to say, which is a weirder hobby, painting random people or going on walks at night? Because I've got to say, like, I exercise and everything, but like, I have never in my life once. After the sun has gone down, been like, I'm going to go leave my home.
That's
to take a walk
the thing. And also just like taking a walk at 3 a.m. in Central Park. Like, did she watch SVU ever?
Yeah. Like, ma'am.
Honey, what are you gonna hang on? I do think the painting's kind of like, I mean, like it'd be less weird if it wasn't her mistress and she just like saw her on the street. Cause like there's always like subway people who would paint people. And I'm like, oh, that's
and
fun.
She was a good painter.
She was good. You know, hats off to her for that.
Yeah.
I don't know why that just made me laugh as a quick side note. You've been watching the new SVUs, right? Or no?
No, actually. Are they good?
You need to, because the way they tackle COVID is LOL in the sense that like they'll have masks on and then they go to like, talk to someone and then they take their masks off to talk. And I'm like, that's not
what
how this works.
No. Why do you have the mask then?
It's so funny because like, they're trying to like, I guess, prove the point of like COVID, but then they take the mask off to like have the conversation. I'm like, this isn't really okay.
That's when you need it the most.
And the last episode was all about people being like frustrated. They're like, I was trying to social distance, man. And it's like, what's going on here?
Wait, so who's the murderer? Okay, you can't tell me.
On SVU?
Yeah. They're complaining about social distancing?
Oh, well, that was there was an episode about someone who was murdered and they were like, I thought she was social distancing in our room. It was 5 days. I was like, you didn't check on your roommate for 5 days.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I worry about that sometimes. I'm like, if I just died or something in my apartment, I always think about that. Like, how long would it take for someone to check on me?
I feel like if I've noticed you weren't tweeting, I'd be concerned.
Thank you. That means a lot.
I'd be concerned. But that was the thing.
Sir, are you okay? You haven't shaded a Hinge date on Twitter in a while.
That's what like Hinge would send you a red alert. They'd be like 911, go to this bitch's apartment.
Oh man, that's so true. So what are you gonna watch next? Because once I finished The Undoing, I had a void to fill. I immediately binged The Flight Attendant in like 5 hours.
I kind of want to watch that.
It's okay. Here's the thing. I was coming off The Undoing. I wanted something like gritty, a murder mystery. This is not that.
Okay.
It's like a little bit campy.
Okay. Well, it's Casey, Kaylee Cuoco.
Yes. Yeah, she's pretty good in it.
Oh,
and I
love
like,
her.
Enjoy the story, but it's not like a gritty murder mystery. It's okay. Like a semi-campy, like there is a whodunit element, but it's one of those shows about watching people who aren't detectives, like, you know, commit a bunch of crimes to try to prove them that they are innocent.
Love that. And yeah. I love that Rosie Perez is in it.
Yes. And also there's a lot of weird flashbacks that I don't like, but the story is fun. So do watch it. Let me know what you think.
I'll check that out. And I'm watching Unforgotten. If anyone has watched that, it's like a BBC show. I'm big on British shows now. I don't know if it's because that randomness of Murder on Middle Beach happened or anything, but yeah, it's a British show. Just
they like incepted that in your brain. You're like, I think I need a British murder and I don't know why.
Well, and now I think because like I'm not reading. So I feel like if I'm watching British TV, it's like smarter-ish. So I feel like that counts. Yeah. So that's where I'm going with. It's very good. It's kind of like Broadchurch adjacent. If anyone's a Broadchurch fan, I like it.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So I'm booked. I'm busy.
Booked and busy. And I don't know. I think that's all I have to say about that show.
Yeah. If there's more stuff that we should be watching, let us know in the group, Not Another True Crime Group. Yeah. Or just DM it to us, NATC Pod.
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram, Sarah Lameme.
And you can follow me at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K.
And thanks for listening to this bonus episode.
Bonus.
There. Oh, yeah. That was way better. You sound like a DJ in the club.
Bonus.
And also, guys, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening to us. And have a happy holiday season. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Betches.